If you don't know Louis Anderson from Louis C.K., Charlie Chaplin from Tina Fey, Don Rickles from Nichols and May, if you feel confused and you don't know who to ask, I've got your new favorite podcast. 'Cause they're nerds, nerds about comedy. Justin and Dan, they are uncommonly knowledgeable about S&M. Kids in the Hall and Saved by the Bell. They're nerds, nerds about funny stuff. Stand up and sketch, they just can't get enough. Tell all your friends, go tell your mama she should drop everything. Listen to the Comedy Nerds.
Hello and welcome to the Comedy Nerds. I am Dustin Diodato.
And I'm Camille Theobald.
How you doing out there, podcast listening world?
Hello, little men in your underwear.
You're assuming that we only have like perverts who are just sitting in their basement in their underwear listening? It's hot, it's
summer. I like to listen to podcasts in my underwear.
Okay, well.
So I assume everyone else does.
I would feel dirty about that. I would feel like I was uncomfortable. I only listen to everything fully dressed. Sometimes I wear a tie, depending on the podcast.
You're much more conservative than I thought.
Yeah, no, I'm incredibly conservative. You have no idea. I wear shoes for no reason.
Well, kind of. You have a reason.
No, I mean to keep my feet protected from the floor, but I mean yeah. I'll wear shoes like a Saturday morning just because, you know, just lying around the house. I just like wearing shoes.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's what slippers were made for.
No, slippers are too slippery.
I guess that makes sense.
It does. I don't want bunnies on my feet. So anyway, because you can only get slippers in bunny form or old man form.
This is true.
No, the men's slippers only come in ridiculous form and really old man form. That's all they come in.
Excuse me, I had Pokemon. Actually, it was right. Pikachu slippers.
You are a lady. Oh, and lady slippers are much more fun brand of slippers. There's so much variety. Have you been to a DSW in your life?
No, actually.
Okay, there's a place called DSW, Discount Shoe Warehouse.
Mm-hmm.
And it, rather than having a person wait on you, they just have like, look, here's like a billion fucking shoes. Just get your own goddamn shoes.
Wow.
And it's like Home Depot.
For shoes?
For shoes. It's just rows and rows and rows and rows of shoes. Like if you go to an average size DSW, there are, would you say conservatively, like 25 rows of shoes?
Kind of sounds like Century 21.
Okay. I've never been there, so I don't know. But there's 25 rows of shoes. Three of them are men's shoes.
Uh-huh.
And 22 of them are ladies' shoes. So you have a variety of slippers.
This is true.
We have six. So I don't want any of those six, so I'm putting on dress shoes on Saturday morning.
All right. Because
that's what I do.
All right.
Let's get into the news.
Yes.
For those of you that are remember this, and it's going to be most of you, except for Camille, the dog pound is back. Arsenio Hall is coming back to late night TV on CBS.
Mm-hmm.
He was I can't remember like what class he was in, meaning like if he came in like at the same time. I think he came in after Conan did, originally.
I want to say before, but...
Before?
I might be
wrong. Oh, yeah, no, you're right. I think, yeah, before. Yeah. He was even on the air, like, when, like, Jon Stewart had his, like, one-year legitimate talk show.
Wow, that was a while ago.
Yeah, that was when he was wearing, like, leather jackets and stuff like that. And he
oh,
was, like,
goodness.
All MTV.
Arsenio Hall or Jon Stewart?
Jon Stewart.
Oh, he wore leather jackets?
Yeah. Yeah, go back and YouTube, like, the Jon Stewart show. And the thing was, it was, like, because at that time, you know, you had, like, Leno and Letterman and Arsenio mm-hmm. and all that. Like, he was the last person to get guests.
Oh, goodness.
So he would get, like, you know, the nerdy girl on Beverly Hills 90210.
Oh.
You know, like, he would get the people that were, like... You know, he would get, like, Kimmy Gibbler from Full House.
Oh, gosh.
Like, the worst people. So nobody would watch the show because nobody cared about his guest at all. And he wasn't, like, the Jon Stewart we know and love today where he could, like, yeah. really, selling
where
anything.
Where he has a president on the show.
Yeah. so it lasted much shorter. But yeah, Arsenio Hall is coming back to CBS for some reason that I don't fully understand, because CBS is the whitest network in the world.
Maybe that's why. Yeah, maybe they're trying to change it up.
Try to add some flavor in there.
Yeah.
You know, it's popular these days to not be as white.
It is? It's all the rage today to not be white?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, that's my view. I don't know.
I don't know what I'm going to do about that then, because I am white.
Yeah,
that's true. Sound engineer is pointing out how Italian I am.
So you're not white.
Right. I can just go out in the sun for a little bit and then get my own talk show late at night.
At least you can be Italiano, you know?
Yeah, I'll grow a ridiculous mustache and flip pizzas in the air. I'm not going to be your stereotype, Camille.
You could, though, if you wanted. That's what I'm saying.
I could. You're right. I could.
I have no other...
I did used to wear gold chains.
You really did?
No, I used to wear a gold chain.
Did it have a cross on it?
No, it did not.
Okay.
I had a gold chain and a gold bracelet, and a thief came in and stole both of them.
He did a good thing for you.
Probably he did.
Yeah.
Probably.
Probably changed your whole life.
You think you would have not been friends with me if I still had a gold chain and...
Well, you tend to wear shirts that go all the way up to your neck, so maybe I wouldn't have seen it. But I would have noticed the gold bracelet.
Where do shirts normally go?
Well, some guys wear shirts that go lower than your neck.
Where do they go to?
I don't know, the chest.
You're talking guys who just go out on the street and wife beaters?
Yeah, or just shirts that go down a bit. They unbutton and there's no undershirt. And their hair sticks out.
You don't want that either, though, do you?
Not really.
Yeah, so I think I'm making the right choice. I don't think anybody wants me going around being all dirty like that.
Probably not.
I told you I was conservative. I'm not sure exactly when Arsenio Hall's coming back, but he's coming back. Look for it. It's going to be weird. It's going to be very nostalgic-y for everybody who remembers those days. I don't know why it's happening. Probably shouldn't. Yeah, it's happening because he won The Apprentice, but...
Maybe he planned that, though. He wanted a show, and so he thought if he goes on an Apprentice, it'll help him do the show.
I mean, I assume that's the only reason you go on The Apprentice. I don't think you're going on The Apprentice because you, love hanging out with Donald Trump. But I'm just shocked it worked. That was really... that was really a Hail Mary pass that landed right softly in the guy's hands and scored the touchdown in the last second of closing, whatever. So that's Arsenio Hall. That's my boy. Open this weekend to no one. It came in fifth in its opening weekend. It got beat by everything.
Was fifth last place? Or middle place?
No, fifth is fifth. There's there's probably 40 movies that are out right now. So, okay. But to open fifth, it opened behind that Snow White one. That
Snow White and the Huntsman?
Yeah, that nobody's seen.
I do too.
But you haven't.
No, I haven't.
Yeah, nobody has. And yet, it still opened. It still did better in its third week than That's My Boy did.
Oh.
It got beat by Rock of Ages, which...
Oh, God.
Yeah, fucking...
That's sad.
Yeah. Tom Cruise is a lead singer in a
80s
band.
But Catherine Zeta-Jones is in that, and she's kind of amazing.
Yeah,
she is, but Catherine Zeta-Jones will be in whatever kind of crap.
Anything that sings and dances, she's kind of in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But did you see it? Do you have any desire to see it?
I saw previews of it. I'll see it when it's on Netflix. Right.
Do you... Do you believe that you know anyone that's seen it?
No, I don't know anyone who's seen it.
Right. And you don't know anyone who's seen That's My Boy?
No.
Right. Nobody does.
Only crazy movie people have seen them.
The movie, they think that the movie costs around $75 million to make. So opening at $15 million means it's a huge flop. Now, here's the thing. I went back and I did some research about Adam Sandler because I was he must be on an all-time streak of movies that are losing money, because he's coming off Jack and Jill, which fucking nobody saw, and a bunch of other real crap movies. But they've all made like $100 million.
Wow.
Like Jack and Jill made $100 million.
How?
I don't know.
Just they never do well in the opening week?
Or no, they all end up like doing decently well the opening weekend.
Hmm.
And then like over time, like, and this is all just domestic. I'm not even talking about how they're doing abroad. So all of his movies keep making a bunch of money. This is the first one where the audience was just like, seriously, dude, go fuck yourself. We are not this movie.
I thought That's My Boy looked way better than Jack and Jill.
Yeah.
It does.
Yeah.
But I think Jack and Jill was like everybody's last straw. Like the old people who were just like, well, Happy Gilmore was good and I like Billy Madison.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll give you 5 more movies.
But wasn't that like a long time ago? Like 10?
Yeah. No, it was way too long ago. Way too long ago.
Okay. It felt like a really long time ago.
2000s. Yeah.
It was in the 2000s?
Happy Gilmore?
Oh.
Yeah, probably it was. But it was basically he's used up every credit that he had in terms of like, you know, I'll give you the benefit of the doubt.
Mm-hmm.
Jack and Jill spend the last of the credits.
Mm-hmm.
And then That's My Boy came out. And it sucks more for Andy Samberg, mm-hmm. because this was his like, hey, I quit SNL. What do we got? People were like, nothing. Go back on the show. Although he did get a gig, just not in the US. Because after this movie came out, people were just like, get out.
Yeah.
So he's headed over to the BBC. And he'll be starring in a 6-part comedy miniseries or whatever you want to call it, called Cuckoo.
Nice.
So if you're one of our probably 40,000 listeners in the UK, check it out.
Nice.
I'm sure it's at least 40,000, right? That's what our... Yeah. Sound engineer is saying that the stat is closer to 1 million. But I'm going to go back and check it because that sounds... Didn't sound fishy.
Is he going to be the only American on that show?
Probably.
I can't imagine him surrounded by British people.
No, I think the British. Like weird. I think the British love that.
The British love that.
Yeah.
But I don't. I think it's going to be awkward. But maybe that's what they want. They want the awkwardness.
Yeah, has Andy Samberg ever done anything that wasn't awkward? Like, isn't his whole career based on awkward?
Yeah.
It wasn't? This engineer saying Dick in a Box wasn't awkward. You really want a mic tonight, don't you? Dick in a Box was awkward.
But he's so cute.
Oh, God.
He is cute.
You're so young.
He's got the dimple in his chin. You know?
He's dorky. You'll learn.
Okay.
When you're in your 40s.
All right. I've got
half of her life.
18 years.
Yeah, but then you'll... I don't know what'll happen when you're in your 40s, but when
hopefully
you're in your
40s... I'll be famous.
Yeah. And then you'll just have bottles that come and feed you grapes.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what rich people do, right? They just have models feed them grapes.
Yep.
Because they're so hard to eat.
I think all the basketball players do it.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Like NBA stars feed me grapes.
I would find that so intimidating. I hate anybody...
That's why I like it.
Okay. I think here's the difference.
Okay.
You are not tall.
No, that's why it's amazing.
Yeah. And girls, I'm not, maybe I'm stereotyping here.
Yes.
Girls are traditionally not tall.
Yeah.
As guys. Is that, sound engineer's looking at me like I just said that like women should be in the home barefoot and pregnant and making me food all the time.
I think when you compare, there's generally taller guys, more tall guys than tall girls.
And I happen to be 6'3".
Mm-hmm.
So I believe that anybody taller than me sucks because it doesn't make any sense. I'm the maximum height that you really need. So so what I would think, even if they were female basketball players who were feeding me grapes,
mm-hmm.
I wouldn't want anybody that big.
See, but you're a man, though.
Right.
So it's way different.
Yeah. No, I know. I'm just saying.
I want a guy who can like pick me up and throw me. And spin me around and then catch me again, and I'm not hurt in any way.
Yeah, I do not want a girl to do the same thing to me.
Different perspective.
Yeah.
Way different.
That's not to say that my wife couldn't kick the shit out of me, but I don't want her to. I guess it's the difference. Speaking of, anger management is starting soon.
Yeah.
And it may be Charlie Sheen's last thing that he does on TV. He's saying that this is it. When this is done, he's leaving TV and doing other stuff.
What other stuff would he do?
I don't know. He'd party. I mean, don't you think he has enough money that, like, why is he doing... I guess my thing is, like, why is he doing anything now?
Because he has an ego. And he wants the attention.
True. He did a whole tour about being him.
Yeah.
Which is gross. Super gross. So yeah, and he's got this weird... He's got like the Tyler Perry deal for TV. I mean is like Tyler Perry on TBS keeps getting these like 100 episode orders of shows.
Mm-hmm.
Which for a normal TV show is like an ungodly amount. It's just because like 100 is the number of shows that you need, is typically the number of shows they consider to go for syndication. So they're just like, well, fuck it. We'll just order 100 and then we'll just keep playing this thing until everybody hates it. And the thing is, it's if they pick it up, because basically the deal is 10 episodes. If they do well enough, then they'll pick up the back 90 episodes of the show.
Mm-hmm.
But those 90 episodes need to be done at the end of 2 years. So, over the course of 100 weeks, they need to make 90 episodes of a TV show. Yeah.
That is a lot.
And you know he's going to want to take some time off. So, you're looking at like one or two episodes a week of a TV show. It's got to suck. Like, you can't make a good TV show beginning to end in a week. Like, it's just not possible.
Like, one episode a week is not enough?
No, because you figure, like, he's not going to want to work a whole year.
Every week.
Every week.
Yeah.
He's going to want to have, like, a couple of months off, you know, from time to time. So, you got to figure he's going to be pounding through a couple of weeks sometimes.
Yeah.
It just seems like...
Well, that's why he did cocaine, I'm sure, before. Maybe he'll just, you know...
But he was losing it on 22 episodes.
Yeah.
Of, like, a bullshit show. Now he's going to do... Fucking, I mean, I guess it's one of those things where it's like, look, the next 2 years are going to suck, and then fucking you're done, man.
Hopefully he's having fun while doing the show, though.
Yeah, and he refused to do a drug test. That was his other thing. He's like, you're not allowed to drug test me at all. So, I don't know why anybody would say yes to that. What I did dig was FX has got a promotional campaign for anger management, and it's all the stars of their different shows saying, I'm Charlie Sheen. But apparently, like, they wanted Louis C.K. to be in it. But I don't know if it was his choice or not.
Mm-hmm.
But so, you know, first you see Elijah Wood from Wilfred. And I forget who else was in it. And Charlie Sheen's Louis C.K. is the last one. And he just says, I'm Emilio Estevez. And then it cuts to Charlie Sheen. And, like, I appreciate the fact that he's like, I'm not playing your fucking game. I'm not saying I'm Charlie Sheen. What kind of way messed up is that? And, you know, Emilio Estevez. Because that confused the fuck out of me.
Yeah.
Why Emilio Estevez is Emilio Estevez, but he's Charlie Sheen's brother and Martin Sheen's son.
Yeah.
Because both Martin Sheen and Charlie Sheen changed their last name to Sheen.
Mm-hmm.
And Emilio Estevez was like, fuck you guys. I'm keeping my real name.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not changing it.
His first name's Emilio.
Emilio Sheen does not sound good.
Yeah. I wonder if Charlie's real first name was Charlie. Maybe it wasn't.
No, it was Carlos.
Right, so.
Chaz.
Chaz?
I thought it was Carlos. I think it was Carlos. I remember hearing that on his roast. They talked about it on his roast.
Okay.
Yeah.
So then there you go.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, so hopefully that will be the last thing that he does. He used to be good, and then it all went to hell.
Wah, wah.
And last thing, and this is just to add to a story from last week, they've rounded out the cast of the Munsters. the drama, the Munsters. What?
Munsters should not be in dramas.
No, they shouldn't. They really shouldn't.
Never.
We gave you a little bit of rope with Grimm.
Mm-hmm.
Which was probably not a good idea. But Portia de Rossi is rounding out the cast as Lily Munster.
Cool.
Nice.
Which is another one of those things where it's like, I really don't want to see you show, but I like Portia de Rossi. She's always good. She's like, I just wanted to be mean to me, you know?
Oh, goodness. Wow.
No, but she did. You are mean to me. No, you're not. I'm kidding. I'm sorry, sound engineer. she gave me the sad face, and it worked. No, I'm just saying, like, Portia de Rossi is very good at being incredibly cold.
Mm-hmm.
And anytime I see her being incredibly cold, I'm like, yay, that's what you do. That's your perfect situation. Go to it.
Mm-hmm. So you do like some intimidation.
What do you mean?
You said you were you'd be intimidated by tall women serving you grapes.
I don't think I'd actually want Portia de Rossi to be mean to me. I want her to be mean to for my entertainment.
Okay, okay.
I think when people are mean to me, I'm immediately like, fuck you. That is not nice. I didn't do anything to you. But when they do it to other people, I find enjoyment.
Mm-hmm, okay.
We're gonna take a quick break. When we get back, we're gonna talk about comedians doing other stuff. Like, can a comedian be taken seriously doing other things?
Mm-hmm.
For example, Donald Glover as Childish Gambino.
Yep.
So take a quick break. We'll be right back, and we'll discuss that.
Do you have a question or topic you would like to hear the Comedy Nerds discuss? Send us an email to info@thecomedynerds.com or stop by the site and click Contact Us at the top of the page. We look forward to hearing from you at thecomedynerds.com.
All right, we're back.
Hello.
Sound engineer has promised that she's not going to be yelling the entire part.
She didn't promise that.
Promise that. I promised that for her, and it was a dirty lie because you're going to be hearing underneath everything.
If she says anything, I'll just repeat it.
Yeah.
In her voice.
Get ready. you're going to be busy. Our topic this week is about comedians and comedians trying to be successful doing things beyond just stand up or mm-hmm. sketch or whatever. What got us thinking about it was Donald Glover. Mm-hmm. Well, why don't you had the initial impulse. Why don't you sort of share what you were thinking?
Well, yeah. I heard about him as a rapper. My boyfriend pointed it out, and he is going under another name. And I was just so surprised that he actually has like 3 albums.
Yeah.
Where he's rapping, and now that he's known for Community, and you know, doing stand up. People are starting to notice his rap as Childish Gambino. And
he does, like, festivals and stuff like that. Like, I think he did Bonnaroo, I think, and a bunch of other different things.
Yeah, and it's just, it's...
By Southwest.
It's kind of cool that he, you know, he's starting to be... He's kind of successful with it somewhat. But I think there's a lot of people who still don't know.
Yeah.
That he also raps. And it's funny because he talks about it in a lot of his songs where he's like, no, this isn't a joke. Like, I actually like rapping.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm good at it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Like, when you hear that he is rapping, you think, oh, a comedian making music is making funny songs.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what comedians who make music do. That's what you do.
Yeah.
Not exclusively, but you do
mm-hmm.
make funny songs. I don't ever sing ever. but he's not. Like, it's intended to be a rap all on its own. And even as a person who knew that going in,
mm-hmm.
I was looking for it.
Yeah.
You know, like, I was looking for, well, clearly, like, you know, clearly I'm going to hear, this is going to be Troy from Community
singing
a song.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not.
No.
And then I was like, okay, well, then it's going to be bad.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that either.
No.
It's not. I'm not gonna pretend that it's, you know.
Eminem.
Yeah, I'm not gonna pretend it's Eminem. I'm not gonna pretend that it's like necessarily he is going to be a huge commercial success.
No.
As a rapper. There is definitely a certain novelty in the fact that it is him that mm-hmm. is making it. But I don't have it on my iPod because it's a novelty.
Yeah.
I have it on there because I genuinely like what he's doing.
Mm-hmm. He's actually pretty talented.
Yeah. But it seems as though, like, if he did, I'm confident that if he did go to all the radio stations and be like, hey, check out my rap album, much played on the radio, mm-hmm. and be like, yeah, we're not. Like, no. It's not funny. And he's like, yeah, no, I didn't say it was funny. I was like, mm-hmm. yeah, it's not funny.
I think that's probably why he had to go by a different name.
But why did he, like, why pick Childish Gambino?
Like, well, in one of his songs, he says, I know my name sounds stupid, but I did that on purpose.
Yeah, but that doesn't make it a good idea. Like, doing it on purpose doesn't make it wise.
Yeah.
Gambino
means baby in Italian.
Yeah, but
it's like baby.
Yeah, but if you want to be taken seriously, Childish Baby is not necessarily the way to go. Not that 50 Cent is like a badass, like a real name. It's not a thing. Mm-hmm. Or Eminem is not a thing that like you should take seriously. Or no. Florida is not a thing. Florida. I know. But his name is Florida.
Or Chameleonaire.
Mm-hmm.
Chameleonaire, really?
All of them, I fully agree,
yeah,
are bad names.
Mm-hmm. At least his is unique.
Yeah. Except for the fact that Dr. Dre earned his degree, and he should be allowed to go by that name. Everyone else is bullshit. But yeah, so, I mean, you look at it and you, like, I feel bad because I don't know if there's a chance that he will ever be good enough to get past the fact that he started out. He has the taint, mm-hmm. is that the right word?
Yeah.
Of a comedian.
Mm-hmm.
I can't disassociate it with
the lady part?
The guy part. Just the area between your genitals and your butthole is the taint.
That is,
either side.
Can it also be called a chode?
Yes.
Okay. Just wondering.
Yes. That is, I believe that is the more scientific.
Okay. That's more scientific.
Yes.
I think so many people are going to see him and just want him to be that comedian because that's what they're used to.
Yeah.
But I do have to say that his stand-up is really weird. So it almost kind of makes sense that he raps very,
What do you think is weird about it?
He's just a weird guy. Like, it's not like, I don't know. When I watch his stand-up, he talks about weird stuff and his reactions to things are odd.
But they seemed honest. Like, he talks a lot about, both in the music and in his stand-up, about being a black
Oreo.
White guy. Yeah.
An Oreo. Yeah.
Yeah. About not being black enough for people.
Yeah.
And just sort of the things that he geeks out on. And, you know, like, I feel like everything that he's doing is true enough to him that it doesn't feel like it may be a little unusual and it may not be something that you have like a great reference point on,
mm-hmm.
But I think it's honest to him.
Yeah, which is cool, which is like probably why people are drawn to it, because they're like, wow, he's so honest, even though it's something that I'm kind of taken aback by.
Yeah. This episode isn't specifically about him, but just one more thing, because When on the podcast, we had talked previously about Community, and I thought that his particular character sort of stuck out as not having a place on the show, as sort of being more comedic than the rest of the show kind of is.
Mm-hmm.
And as the seasons have gone on, I realized that that was probably, I may have been right at the time,
mm-hmm.
but I think this season has really, his character's really come to its own, and his has been, in terms of like talking about comedians doing other things, he has actually become probably the most serious character on the show in a lot of ways, because like he's sort of been the only one that was grounded in something. Mm-hmm. You know, like his sort of love for Abed and struggling to become like a grown-up and stuff like that has really made him a much more dynamic and a much more complex character than I think any of the other people on the show.
Yeah.
And sort of required him to to act, like to act, mm-hmm. as opposed to just sort of, because the show itself is kind of sketch,
yeah,
acting in a lot of ways. Like, yeah. I love it, but it's
like funny acting.
Yeah, yeah. It, each week is a theme, and you're playing the theme, and you mm-hmm. know whatever. But I think he's been forced to sort of be the grounding of the whole thing, which sort of leads into we were talking off mic about Jim Carrey.
Mm-hmm.
Jim Carrey came onto the scene with, you know, In Living Color, mm-hmm. where he couldn't have been.
Impressions.
Yeah, he couldn't have been more of just like a rubber man.
Yeah.
If he tried. Followed it up with like Ace Ventura and all those things. And he was probably considered the weirdest man in the world,
yeah.
At the time.
But just hilarious.
Yeah. But he was sort of like the equivalent of that joke about like the dude with the lampshade on his head at a party. Like, like the real, like, you are here for my amusement. Do something silly, man, and mm-hmm. I will laugh at the silly thing that you do.
Mm-hmm.
Walk into a wall and it will be hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
And then at some point he was like, you know what? Fuck it. Like, I'm going to do a real movie.
Yeah.
And he did. And
not to say that comedy movies are not real.
No, that's true.
He's going to do a drama.
Right. If you ask, like, the Oscars, comedy movies are not real. They never give.
Well, the Oscars are pretentious.
They are. Mm-hmm. Golden Globes, on the other hand, I don't really know.
So many actors say that comedy is harder than drama. So, fuck them.
Yep. Yeah, I think it depends on the comedy.
Anyway, what did he do?
anyway, no, but he, the dude can act.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? And I think it took him probably like a decade.
Oh, yeah.
Of just being like, no, I'm going to keep doing things until,
that are hard to
yeah.
do.
Until you believe it. And it was finally, I think, with
Sunshine.
I was going to say Andy Kaufman. I was going to say Man on the Moon.
Oh, yeah. That was yeah. awesome.
Eternal Sunshine definitely was in that vein, too.
Yeah.
I think his Andy Kaufman thing, because then he had to, like, he lured you in with, I'm going to do funny, comedic Andy Kaufman things.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was like, hey, but don't forget, Andy Kaufman was a fucked up, weird individual who
oh,
went
yeah.
through a lot of shit and then died.
Mm-hmm.
And had to endure people like hating him and deal with all that. But Jim Carrey got in the door from comedy, but I don't know if drama was the thing that he wanted to do.
Probably not.
But
maybe as he got older, he's kind of like, maybe, you know, he wanted to, like, really challenge himself, possibly.
Yeah.
Or also just be like, I've kind of always wanted to do a movie like this where I play true emotions that are possibly sad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which...
No, it's weirdly liberating because, I mean, yeah. like, my life I've almost exclusively done comedy stuff. Mm-hmm. But the handful of times that I dipped into drama, I was like, hey, this is cool, too. Like,
mm-hmm.
I can get people to react without having to have a laugh every 15 seconds.
Yeah.
That's fun.
It's scary, though, because there's no immediate reaction.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're just like, fuck, is it going okay? Is it going okay?
Yeah.
You know, and then when you're done with your scene where you were bawling because you just found out someone died and you look at the cast and crew and they're also crying, you're like, fuck, yes.
Yes.
I win. I win. No, but I feel like it was much different, though, than Adam Sandler becoming an actor, where it was like, wow, you're just saying lines.
Yeah.
As yourself.
Yeah, definitely. But but then, I mean, but even he was then like, you know what, I can do this, too. And he did Spanglish.
Yeah, which I thought he was a lot better in Spanglish than any of his other movies.
Yeah. But he's also in Rain Over Me, I believe is the name of the movie.
Oh, yeah, he's really good.
And Punch Drunk Love, where he had to sort of be more of a, you know, a real life honest dude. Now, granted, in all of those,
he's kind of a goofball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But And I think that was one of the, I think that's the thing. I think for him, he was not strong enough. He wasn't strong enough as an actor to sort of break that mold. It was like always stay kind of. Although Rain Over Me, he was. That was pretty not him. But
I have to see that.
Yeah, it's a decent movie. It's weird. Yeah. What do you think a comedian has to do to sort of to get that off them, to be able to go like, look, I'm multidimensional. Like, mm-hmm. I can definitely make you laugh, mm-hmm. but I am not, here for your amusement. Because that's sort of the thing that, like, comedians are comedians because they want to make people laugh. Mm-hmm. But to a degree, I'm not going to say it makes people lose respect for them, mm-hmm. but it kind of does. It sort of definitely, pigeonholes them. Like, if a serious actor tries to do a comedy, then they get all these kudos for it.
I don't think so, because I feel like when a lot of they're like two different groups, because I feel like a lot of times when a dramatic actor comes in and does a comedy, they're gonna still have that stigma of I don't think he's gonna be very good at it, you know?
True.
Like on
That weird thing with Liam Neeson when they tried to teach him to do improv.
Yeah, in what was it? Life's Too Short.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so that was totally making fun of the fact that he always does dramas and he can't even do improv because he's only done dramas and everything's gonna be depressing. That's kind of making. So I feel like there are two sides to that, where people are like, no, you're pigeonholed as a dramatic actor, so I'm not going to... Or you're pigeonholed as an action star. I think those even are worse, because it's like, if you're only known for being an action movie guy, everyone's just going to assume you're a horrible actor.
Yeah, that's true. I would love to see... Who's the dude that's always...
Jason Statham?
Yes. How did you know I was going to say that? Jason Statham. I'd love to see him do a comedy.
I don't know who that is.
He's always the driver in thing. The
driver.
No, he's one of those dudes who's
Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels, Snatch, all those kind of Guy Ritchie.
Snatch. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. He's always got an accent, and he's punching people in the face. But when they do it, we hate it. When they tried to throw Vin Diesel in as a nanny kind of thing.
Or The Rock,
or Hulk Hogan,
they
made every big strong guy into a nanny at some point in his life in a movie.
Yeah, just how ironic.
Yeah, and we automatically are just get away from me.
Well, because I think after Arnold Schwarzenegger did it, it was like, yep, not new. We saw this, we didn't like it, so stop it.
What do you think? To go back, what do you think a comedic actor needs to accomplish in order to sort of break out of that?
I feel like in a way they almost need to become commercial, big stars like Jim Carrey and Adam Sandler were. Mm-hmm. So they're already respected for being, great performing artists. And then so they do a drama, but they really have to be freaking good at it, or else everything's just going to go downhill. They have to be good at it.
Do you think Zach Galifianakis could ever be in a serious acting role? Because the reason I bring him up specifically is because he is currently the weirdest comedian out there, mm-hmm. on the circuit right now. And B, in order to do what he does, it's essentially an act. I'm not saying...
Oh, yeah.
I'm not saying he's completely an act. I know that he's, whatever. But it's an act. He is putting on something. So he's clearly got that skill. Do you think that, given who he is, you could ever take him seriously in a movie?
I honestly think we could, because a lot of the characters he plays, he's playing in a dramatic way. Sure. Where the character is so immersed in their problems and their selfishness, that it's hilarious. So I almost feel like when he's putting on that act, he's not doing it in a joking way. He's playing a serious emotion that just is in a really ridiculous situation, mm-hmm. and a really over-the-top person. So I honestly think he would be good in a drama. I don't know if he ever would, though. I think maybe when he's, like, old.
Yeah. I think the closest he... Well, he did True Calling, but I think he said he hated it.
Really? He probably wouldn't like doing a drama, I'm imagining, because I assume he likes to do a lot of improv and random stuff and, like, play around with people a lot.
Yeah.
So you can't necessarily do that in a drama.
But I think it'd be awesome, because, like, I still haven't seen it, and it's, you know, one of those... You know when you're like, I'm going to see that movie soon?
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, you're like, oh, crap, like, 11 years went by, and I still haven't seen that stupid movie.
Yeah.
The one with Patton Oswalt, where he's a fan of a team, and then he sort of, like, loses it and becomes, like, a hyper-crazy fan, and I don't know if he, like, tries to kill somebody or something like that.
Oh, goodness. This one.
You know what I'm talking about?
I don't think so.
There's a movie where Patton Oswalt, like, gets really real. He becomes an obsessive fan over something,
mm-hmm.
and some shit goes down. And it's supposed to be dramatic, and he's supposed to be pretty kick-ass in it.
Nice.
But I feel like he's almost one of those people that's like, you respect so much that you're like, I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt.
Mm-hmm.
Or, I don't know who the fuck you are, so maybe you will.
Can't, like, really expect anything.
Yeah. Like, he's like, because I feel like for him, he's sort of just under the radar enough that he can sort of get away with it.
Mm-hmm.
And we were also talking off mic about Robin Williams.
Yeah.
Because when Robin Williams came up, man, he was Robin Williams. He was the craziest motherfucker out there.
Crazy.
Probably had a lot to do with the tremendous amount of coke he was doing. But one of the things that, like the comic relief specials that would happen every year. I don't know if you've ever caught any of them.
I don't think so.
For those who haven't, Comic Relief was basically like a charity comedy show that would happen once a year. And they'd bring out, like, whoever was the biggest names in comedy for one night. Mm-hmm. And Robin Williams, Whoopi Goldberg, and somebody else hosted. And I can't remember who the third person is right now.
Whoopi Goldberg is someone who also did a lot of dramatic.
Yeah. And part of the reason I bring it up is because Whoopi would do characters.
Mm.
In
so occasionally. She'd have to act.
Yeah.
To do those characters.
And the characters were this brilliant combination of hilarious and crazily tragic.
And she was homeless at one point, so she probably, you know, saw a lot of schizophrenia. She was able to relate to it.
and she brought it in. She definitely, like, brought that sort of feeling in there.
Mm-hmm.
And it was these beautiful, not always. A lot of times it was just ridiculous Whoopi Goldberg, you know, stuff. But sometimes, like, when those two really just decided they were going to, like, put it all out there, they would do these characters that had such heart. And you know what I mean? And it really showed you that, like, no, these people could go both ways.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't feel like I get that as much from the more modern day comedians.
No. Yeah, I feel like a lot of the comedians are like, oh, I'm going to be ironic.
Yeah. That's sort of like detached hipster comedy that, you know, we've talked about, like, doesn't lend itself to that. No, that's not to say that, like, 80s comedy lent itself to, you know, a tragic turn. But it was definitely perhaps fueled by significant amounts of drugs and therefore willingness to take far extreme chances, where you could see where Robin Williams got the career that he did, where, you know, like, I can't think of a female comedian out there right now who could be in The Color Purple. Like Whoopi was.
No.
You know?
Wanda Sykes could definitely not be in it.
Yeah.
She wouldn't fit.
And not that I could think of a male comedian that could be in The Color Purple. I wasn't trying to, like, pick on female comedians. But when you think about, like, that sort of thing of, like, what went into that, you don't see it as much.
No.
But it seems, like you said, like, it seems like that, like, Jim Carrey had to get to this level where he's like, look, my name is powerful enough you're going to come to this fucking movie anyway.
Yep.
So, whereas like Patton Oswalt was able to kind of sneak in there.
Mm-hmm. I feel like if any of the modern comedians were to take a turn in drama, it would need to be like 10 years down the road.
Yeah.
They'd have to like really establish themselves as a consistently good performer.
Yeah. Do you think, we started this talking about though, going to rap.
Mm-hmm. Doing music as well.
Right. Because some people are willing to accept the jump from like comedic actor to serious actor.
Mm-hmm.
They are less inclined to accept the jump from comedic performer to like world renowned chef.
Yeah.
Like we're immediately going to go like, different. No, you can't.
Yeah.
Like you're not allowed to be a professional golfer or a rapper or have a like.
I think it is much harder.
Yeah. Like the original Kings of Comedy, like those dudes, mm-hmm. The ones that are still around. Like any of those guys seem like they could have a fashion line without, you know, much thought behind, like without, mm-hmm. you know, like, but nobody would be like, you're never going to go into a store and like, be like, yes, do you have any Maria Bamford jeans?
Like, no,
you know, that is not like,
maybe I'll be the first one since I love clothes so much.
Do you think you can pull it off?
Oh my God. I love clothes. I don't know if I could pull it off.
No, you know what? Honestly, if anybody I know could pull it off, it's probably you. no, because the thing is, Camille has so many clothes, and like every time we have a show together, because we perform Friday nights together, you have like a different theme to the clothing that you're wearing. Like it's never just like here's jeans and a t-shirt, and I'm gonna mm-hmm. go whatever. It's always like no, I'm going for like a white look this time, where it's like a white shirt, and I have a little white bow in my hair, and these white boots that like, you know, come up to my waist.
I don't have any white boots that come up to my
like
waist.
It's,
but it's a good
no. But it's always like
example.
It's always like that. The items in that particular outfit could only be in that particular outfit. Like
it seems that way, but I can mix it up. You just never notice it because it's with other things, and so you don't realize that it's transformed.
Yeah.
But
and I have to say that. Of the people that perform, like, of a lot of the performers, like, you always go for a theme, and I always dress up. And I think that is important.
So we look good.
Yeah. There's always that commitment to the audience of, like, look, you're not getting shorts.
Nope.
You know, unless that's part of your theme. Sometimes you have shorts in your theme.
Sometimes it is part of my theme.
But it's coming with a theme. If they're shorts, they're coming with a theme.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wearing dress shoes, goddammit.
Yep.
That's going to happen.
You got to look good when you perform, man.
Yeah. It's respect.
Respect.
So anyway, we're about out of time.
Oh, and I mean, I do have to say this.
Yeah.
What if Reggie Watts all of a sudden decided he wanted to have a real mixing career, like a real DJ career? Do you think people would
I think
dig
he would.
It?
I think he could, because I feel like anybody who's a fan of him as a comedian is like, I'm amazed at what you do. You are a magician anyway. I will follow you if you start doing like gospel music, even though I will not believe in it.
Maybe he could sing the first atheist gospel music.
If anybody could. Mm-hmm. Because he could be his own chorus. But I feel like he's not well known enough that he'd necessarily be pigeonholed into that.
Yeah, but he's getting well known.
He is.
But yeah.
Yeah, I think he could, but even that's still sort of like in his genre.
Yeah,
you know,
that's
like,
true. That is
like if
true.
Reggie Watts was like, I am going to have a home remodeling show.
then he could have a fashion line. Reggie Watts could have a freaking fashion line. Right, it would be like Lady Gaga clothes, but it would like
would
that
only
craziness.
Work if you had a fro that went out like 11 feet.
Yeah, and he has a Coke pinky. Nail.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I don't know if he does coke, but he has the nail.
Yeah, I don't like that.
It's weird.
There are certain things about people that I just was like, I know that's true, but I am not going to process it. I'm going to stop at the knowledge and move along. So anyway, that's our show for this week. Normally at this time, we would say we'll talk to you next week. But after 4 years of week after week after week show, we're going to take a little break.
Four years is a long time.
It is. This is episode 209. Nice. It's been a lot of great episodes. We're coming back. We're going to go on hiatus for a little bit. Summer is sort of kicking our ass. We'll be coming back at the end of July. So probably either the last week in July or the first week in August. Thank you guys so much for listening to the last 4 years. And like I said, we'll be back. We're not going anywhere. We just need, just need a little bit of a rest. We need a little bit of a vacation.
Summer,
you do too. You should be out.
Yeah.
Don't just
listen to these all day.
Yeah. Drink some Coronas and you'll feel like you're on the beach. Margaritas. According to the commercials.
Yeah.
We'll be back. We'll have a bunch of new fun things. Camille will be back with us, I'm sure.
Hey-o.
Thanks so much for listening.
Thank you.
Bye.
You've been listening to The Comedy Nerds. If you have any questions or comments, please email us at info@thecomedynerds.com. Check out our website at thecomedynerds.com, where you can comment on any past episodes. And if you enjoyed this show, please write a review in iTunes and tell the world how awesome we are. For Dustin and myself, thank you for listening.